Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Season 2 of the Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. And as you might have noticed, there is a little bit of a difference. There are some changes. We're going to do some new shit this year. And we're going to add some new people as well. I'm still here with my buddy Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we got new people here. Taylor is a friend of the show. If you listened to the very end of the show, and you might not, and I can't blame you, but you would have heard her voice saying to fucking stop being cunts and subscribe to shit on stuff. But she is here, so welcome to the show, Taylor.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's season 2. Do you guys have any expectations, excitements?
None.
None expectations.
No Thank expectations. You for
that. That it's like every sexual encounter I've ever had, I expect nothing. I got nothing for
it. I plan to be far more racist.
Aren't we all, though? And that is this post-Trump world that we live in.
And I bought a word of the day calendar, those little daily calendar things.
Yeah, your
so
vocabulary
I could just sound more photosynthesis.
Exactly.
Sound more photosynthesis.
Yes. Exactly.
All right.
Chlorophyll, more like borophyll. All right, what do we got going on this week, guys?
I have a feeling it's going to be kind of like, I'm excited about season 2 because it's going to be like having sex with the lights on with someone for the first time. So it's kind of the same.
See all the fucking stretch marks?
Yeah, but it's kind of the same, but it's kind of different.
No. No, not at all.
Like anal sex.
That's a...
It's kind of the same, but it's kind of different. And this time there's a girl.
That makes it better. That does make it better in most cases.
Because now it's not so much a sausage fest.
That wasn't bad, though.
No.
I thought it was fun.
I liked our
we were
alone.
Experimenting.
I liked our alone time. It was nice.
Yeah, it was good times.
Sorry, I'm intruding.
No. You
can watch or participate, whatever you want to do. Either way is fine with us.
Yeah. We'll try it all.
We're having a good time.
Yeah. you're into weird hippie things, and weird hippie things are into all that stuff.
We'll get into
Fuck
weird
yeah.
hippie things in a minute.
Yes.
Lots of hippie shit.
Dude, Joker movie comes out, was it next week? I think it's next
Is
week.
Is it next week?
I thought it was already out.
No. October 4. Yeah, next Friday. Next Friday, Joker.
Fuck yeah.
Out.
I got $5 on Fandango that expires next week. I'm going to use it on that.
Dude, I'm fucking pumped for that movie.
It's going to be
Are
dope.
You?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, you know us. We're fucking nerds.
Uh-huh.
We
I
like those
that.
Movies. And the fact that they're saying that this one can rival the Heath Ledger Joker portrayal. I mean, different things. Different. Because you have to understand that this Joker movie is...
It's because this isn't a comic book movie. This is treated seriously as a fucking
it's
legit
a movie.
Movie.
Well, they said to try to forget all that you know about Batman.
That does bother me.
And just take it as a movie.
Hmm.
Which is hard to... I mean...
Hard to do.
Yeah, because you already know what Batman is and that whole thing.
No, that's only hard for us to do. Like, most people don't give a fuck about the comics.
That's true. My
We're
girlfriend,
just assholes
she'll
who
probably be like, oh, this is
it.
Great.
Yeah. It's just a... It's just a good movie to most people.
Oh.
To nerds like us, we're going to be like, nah, there was no Harley Quinn or some bullshit. Talking
about movies, I saw that Hustlers movie with J-Lo, the stripper J-Lo movie.
Dumbest movie idea I've ever heard
it's
of.
It's fucking awful.
Is
it
new?
Is so, yeah, it just came out.
I just want to watch it.
J-Lo's a stripper?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
She looks fantastic.
Right? She's like 40 or 50.
50.
She's 50. Turned 50. Yeah.
She's on fire, though.
She's
50, and J-Lo can still 100% get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you yeah. won't ever get that chance. Never in life.
I know. Oh, I know.
I
She's
met her.
Dating a goddamn minotaur.
Didn't
right?
he get caught, like, pooping in his bathroom and the paparazzi's got
No,
him?
He didn't get caught. Some guy creepy
yeah.
took a picture.
across the street. it'd be I wish he was getting a Blumpkin. That would have been such a better picture.
No, it would have been better if, like, Aaron Judge came out of, like, the shower or something.
Right?
Or Jeter.
It would be... He would be sucking Jeter's dick.
Yeah,
if that
no,
was
no,
the
no.
thing.
That's the thing, because Jeter, everyone For knows sure. Jeter is daddy.
But with the Hustlers movie, you watch it, obviously, but what I'm getting from the previews is the plot is strippers are doing stripper things. Strippers are getting money from guys.
Yes.
That's the whole moral of the story? Is that it?
Basically.
Did you go pay to see it in theaters?
Yeah, no, I fucking...
Wait, is it in theater? I thought it was just a Netflix thing.
Nah, it's in theaters.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
did you
no.
Pee Wee Herman it? I would Pee Wee Herman it. You jerked off in the stadium.
Well, yeah.
Stadium.
I theater. Jacked off on the drive in there.
Get
out.
The demon out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this way I'm with a clear mind and a clear conscience.
And then you walk in looking like you got Air Buds on, but it's just there's something about Mary. You got jizz on your ears.
You're not my dad. But no, it was so fucking bad. I mean, I went because my girlfriend.
Isn't Big Jay Oakerson, is it?
Oh, so you got dragged along.
Yes.
Wasn't a personal choice to go spend money on this?
For her,
is it ever if you're in a relationship?
When do guys ever fully do what they want to do?
I don't know.
Anal. That's the only time.
What's that
Jim Jeffries joke? It's not that we like anal, it's that we know you fucking hate it.
Well, only partially true.
See, my problem with anal was I was forced to have it at a young age, being an altar boy.
Fuck, I hate the fact that I know comedy too much. The Daniel Tosh thing is it's like broccoli. If you're forced to have it as a child, you won't like it as an adult.
Yeah. It's a great joke.
Plus, it's green. Doesn't make sense.
What does green have to do with it?
Exactly, that's part of the joke. And when P says it, people are like, "Oh, like you're just owing because you think you should." It doesn't make any sense. It's fucking dumb. It's fucking ridiculous.
But no, I mean, other than that, just fucking, you know, as being an adult fucking sucks. You work, you pay bills, you cry, your truck's dirty. The check oil light's
always on.
It's just
waiting to die.
My life's check oil light is on.
Yes.
And yeah. I haven't been to the doctor or the dentist in like 6 years.
No. Because you don't need to. Well, I mean, except for the one time I got a text that was like, you should.
But that's because you paid for sex and then she said you might want to get your dick looked at.
I got a discount. I gave her the thing for fucking Golden Corral.
Because she heard you open up something in the middle of the night, but it was a Snickers wrapper.
No, it was the Velcro wallet. I think that's what gave it away. it was the fact that, you know, Velcro wallet, this might not be taken seriously.
When she saw your Ninja Turtle wallet.
Yeah, exactly.
You still have that?
Why don't I? Of course I do. Are you kidding me? Oh, fuck, you don't see it around here. But, okay, I walked into to the fucking Ralph's. I'm not going to say I was 100% drunk, but I had a few drinks. And in the ice cream aisle, these people are fucking fantastic merchandisers, by the way. They put, like, the crate of, like, bouncy balls and shit for kids and stuff, and drunk me is basically a 10-year-old, and I'm just like, they had a Vortex. Fuck yeah, I'm not even gonna check the price. I'm buying a goddamn right Vortex. It's a football with a fucking tail, and you can chuck it as far as you want, and it whistles the whole time. You can chuck it 50 yards.
Whole
fucking time.
John Elway promoted that thing.
He did that, and he's a legend.
Yeah,
and I could have been a legend, and I still might be. But my drunk self, didn't even check the price.
No, the problem is you're under 6 feet tall and you weigh $160.
Yeah, no. 80. I haven't been to the gym in a while.
So. Yeah, but that's not a good 20 pounds.
No, it's not.
That was Red Vine licorice. And
There's a Del Taco or like within walking distance, kind of 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Don't they have vegan tacos now at Del Taco?
Those just cause men to grow tits.
I don't know.
Yeah, soy. Yeah. All
isn't
the soy.
The fucking...
The impossible meat.
Yeah, that's supposed to be dope.
Carl's Jr.
No, not Carl's Jr. Freebirds. Freebirds. Mm-hmm. Freebirds has impossible meat. It's fantastic.
Dude, the thing with the impossible meat, the fact that it's made out of like vegetable and beet juice, but you still have to cook it or it will give you diarrhea, that causes concern for me.
But I drink whiskey, so I always get diarrhea, so I don't care.
True.
So you're not really caring about any health choices.
He does not take care. Look at his body. Do you think he cares?
Who wants to be 90? What the fuck? No. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to be 90 and not remember anything anyways. At like 74, I'm going to have a barbecue with whatever family is left and be like, I'm checking out tomorrow, y'all. I'm done. Like, that's it.
I already said it 1 year ago when we started this show that I want to live for like 3 more. I want to live for like 3 more years. So I got 2 left. So people of Earth, enjoy me for 2 more years. Because I am on my way out. I am done.
Honestly, my only concern is what are we going to do with our fantasy football league?
If I die?
Yeah. We got to find
like
someone else.
We got 3 people that want to join the league.
Yeah.
Or you guys just vacate my team. You can draft for me.
I'll make a Megatron team for us. That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
I'll combine our 2 teams. And with our powers combined, we will still lose in the first round.
How is your team 2-1, but your team fucking sucks?
My team is fantastic, so shut your
goddamn
whore mouth.
You've made 0 moves, and you have 3 quarterbacks on your
sports show. Let's move on to news. What do we got?
All right. First headline. An Indiana couple was accused of abandoning their daughter back in 2013.
Larry Bird? Was what? It Larry Bird?
It was.
Fuck yeah.
It turns out their daughter was a girl from the Ukraine who was not...
She was a spy.
A six-year-old girl.
Oh, she was... Was she doing the fucking Little League Baseball Cuban kid thing?
Yeah, kind of.
And fucking doing things?
No, so basically...
Winning competitions?
Let him finish.
Her This is what he does.
I know, I want to hear.
So basically, they adopted her. They thought she was a six-year-old girl, but she had a very high vocabulary and had her period. So the parents were kind of like, I don't know if she's six. Turns out she was from the Ukraine, was born with dwarfism, and did it as a way to get into the country.
Fucking
so
champion.
They took her to the doctor, and they did a bone density test, and they determined that she was at least 14 years old.
Oh, that's like counting the rings on a tree. That's a dope test.
So then they started treating her like a young adult, but then the girl started threatening the parents, saying she's going to kill them. She tried to poison the mom and then tried to shove her into an electric
fence.
Just
like every preteen I've ever met.
Yeah. And then she tried to fight a baby.
Again, preteens, yes. That's what happens. Hormones are a motherfucker.
So they checked her into a psych.
Who hasn't tried to fight a baby in junior high?
That's true.
Right? I mean, that's why they say don't shake them. If you want to shake them.
So anyways, they checked her into a psych ward trying to get her help. She admitted to being older and that she wanted to kill her family. So these people were so
Her new family or her original family?
No, the family that adopted her.
Oh yeah.
And white so people. Then the family, the mom tried to help her out and put her into a state-run facility. Helped her get food stamps, get a driver's license, a social security card. The girl ended up causing so much trouble at that place that she got kicked out. So the mom ended up helping her get an apartment. And then their biological son got accepted to a very like prestigious science school in Canada. So they moved to Canada. So they left her in Florida. Best. And then the Ukrainian girl tried to get adopted by a new family.
Fuck yeah.
The mom was like, no, she's not a kid. She's like 20.
She might be, though.
Is she 20 or 14?
She's like 22.
And where'd she come from?
The Ukraine.
And they adopted her as a six-year-old?
They thought she was 6 years old.
That is wild.
It's so dope that she like at least passed that entrance exam to like, yeah, she's six for sure. Just good on her.
Yeah,
it's like the Ocean's 11 of smuggling.
Can we send her back?
No. She's a citizen now.
Oh my God.
You can't build a wall for someone who's already here.
And so now the parents are actually the Ukrainian girl's pressing charges saying that they abandoned her.
They did.
But she's not a child. She's an adult.
They still abandoned her. That doesn't erase the fact they abandoned her.
Correct.
If I found out she was
aged, I'm not defending her, but she's not wrong.
I would give her back.
I would have drowned her in a lake.
That too.
That's only because she's little. That's fucking racist. Or tightest, or you don't like midgets, is what it is.
No, I like midgets because my small wiener looks huge in their tiny hands.
That is. I did match with one on Bumble, and I was like,
I would have done it.
What was her name?
I don't remember.
Thumbelina.
Because I didn't do it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was Tinkerbell. Thumbelina.
It was Tinkerbell. I thought about it, and I was like, I can't, because like I don't want to like try to act like it's ever going to be a serious thing, because it never would be. I just want the experience. I don't want to be that much of a cunt to be like, try to play it off. Like,
nah, dude, there's 100% she would know that was purely. You're on a dating app. You're there to get dick. You're not there to fucking.
But Bumble's the serious one.
No, it's not. If it's a free app, it's not the serious one.
That's true.
Match.com, where you pay like $99 for the year.
What kind of desperate cunt pays for something?
Desperate cunts.
Yeah, it's true.
you answered it right there.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, the proof is in the pudding.
All right, next headline.
Ew, pudding, dating, that's gross.
Dennis Rodman was offered...
Our North Korean ambassador.
Our next president, Dennis Rodman.
I fucking... Oh, that'd be so dope. Secretary of State Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Fucking awesome. Who does vice president be?
Carmen Electra. No, she's... withering away, I'm pretty sure.
Lisa Ann, the porn star.
No, she's gross.
She's funny, though.
Ah,
she has all those good sports podcasts.
Football. Yeah. Good fantasy football.
So Rodman, back in the 90s, was offered $20 million by Madonna to get her pregnant. So he was at a casino gambling, got a phone call from her.
You could get better DNA than that. Are you kidding me?
Madonna sent a
Madonna
private...
Madonna can do better. Shame on you, Madonna.
Madonna sent a private jet to Vegas to pick Rodman up. He flew out to wherever she was, fucked her, and then flew back to Vegas.
And that's how we got Drake. That's what happened.
Oh, I believe that.
It's very possible.
That's what happened. God damn it. It all makes sense now. I wonder why she wanted
him. $20 million.
Why him?
I would fuck anybody for $20 million.
I know, but why did she pick him? You know what I mean?
Because he's 6'10".
$20 million?
Yeah, I mean, if some dude's like, hey, $20 million for sex, like, yeah, dude, that's fine.
Of course, let's go.
Yeah. Like,
I'd have done it for a slice of pizza. Especially at that time, Madonna's not, she's not Skeletor like she is now.
No,
she's
back in the 90s, she was pretty hot in the 90s still.
For sure. What was that, the fucking, she's talking about riding around on light beams or some shit song? The fucking,
oh, the Ray of Light?
Yeah, that one. She was still pretty hot in that video. Yeah. Like, she was still pretty hot.
Dude, she was kind of hot in that Austin Powers song that she did.
Oh, shit, they did make Drake. And that's why at fucking, what was it? Coachella, she made out with Drake. And he was like, no, it's my mom. Like,
I was there for that.
And you
I watched
seen
that
incest.
Happen. It
you
was
seen
so
incest.
Weird.
Oh, my God. Oh, do you feel dirty inside now? I would.
You don't want to make out with your mom?
I mean, I did that before. I don't want to do it again. She's sloppy. She's a sloppy drunk. She can't handle her booze. Three Bud Lights, and it's over.
The Bud Lights, yeah.
Talking relationship news. A lady named Brenda Baratini, she's 28 years old. She attacked her 42-year-old boyfriend with garden shears and cut off 90% of his penis.
Wait, well, okay. At what point do you just say she cut off my dick? Why are you going to percentages?
Like, that's what the thing
is. I got some root left.
Yeah. That's what it is. He's got 10% root.
So he went from having like a 6-inch dick to like 1.25 inches, and it's like a sliver.
Oh, that's
dick.
Not even a dick anymore. That's just a big clit.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
I've seen those IFBB bodybuilding girls. It's probably what it looks like.
I do it.
Gross.
And the reason why she attacked him with the garden shears was because he showed her nude photos and like sex videos that they made to his friends. So she got mad, made him go blind.
You can't get that mad. If you're going to make the tape, like, yeah, you want to trust him, but you know the possibilities out there.
You just got to tell me who you're going to show.
Well, I mean, even if you say, hey, I'm not going to show anybody, you want to trust him, but don't cut off his dick for that. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So then she cut his dick off, and she's facing, was it?
Five and a half inches?
No, no, no. She got sentenced to 13 years for it. It's in a different country. It's in, like, Portugal or some shit like that.
In Portugal? I'm surprised they didn't kill her. Isn't that, like, a third world country?
Probably.
I don't know. They play soccer. Like that means they're not developed. If they play soccer, I don't trust them. That means they probably don't have air conditioning. That's what that means to me. If they do great at the World Cup, I don't like them. I want nothing to do with them. They probably don't believe in deodorant.
But it's funny. So what happened was she tried to have like bondage sex with him. So he agreed to wear a blindfold.
Before or after?
Before.
Okay.
So,
she cuffed him up. He didn't even see it coming.
No. So she goes, I want to tie you up. And he was like, nah, like, just the blindfold's good. So apparently she started sucking his dick. And then he said he felt that she was trying to kill him. And then she grabbed garden shears and just shink.
Wait, before the garden shears, he felt that she was trying to kill him?
I don't know how she hit
how
garden
shears.
How
aggressive is this blowjob?
So I would, like, sit you on the bed, get on my knees, and hide the garden shields, like, underneath the bed. And while I'm kind of
like how
off,
some people sleep with
dick.
A gun underneath the pillow. I think that's the only way you can do it.
Unless maybe she just keeps garden shears in the bedroom. She, like, does.
Who
just
does? Maybe there's some plants in the bedroom.
It's true.
Sometimes there's, I mean, I've seen infomercials for plants that are hard to reach. And some you got to keep gardening equipment around. All right. I'm just saying.
I guess that's true.
Maybe they have a ficus. All right.
That's a little intense, though.
Yeah, a lot of it's intense. All of it. Especially the part where a dick got cut off. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. Huh. And then.
It's third world people, man.
More relationship news. A gentleman named Jason Muzzicato of Pennsylvania. He was found with 7 explosive and numerous guns in his home because he attempted to blow up his ex-girlfriend with a drone.
As insane as this is, I love this human being. This is the greatest news story I've seen in years.
So I never want to date you.
I'm not saying I approve.
No one should ever want to date him anyways.
That's true. That's true.
I've been friends with him for like 20 years, and that's 20 years too long.
Anybody listening to this show can attest to that. I'm not saying I approve, but this is fucking epic. This is legendary. This guy is a pioneer in... Okay. Girls will always fucking key a guy's car, fucking stab his tires, and fucking TLC chill, fucking burn his house down. Well, one guy fucking drone bombed some bitch, and now fucking he's crazy.
Well, he wasn't fucking he wasn't very successful, but apparently on June 7th when he was arrested, a nearby neighbor said that they heard numerous explosions and then a bunch of nails rained from the sky.
Fucking champion. That's an IED. He made a homemade IED. And fucking dropped it from the sky like God.
But then with him owning all these explosive and firearms, it's illegal because he is a convicted felon for having domestic violence charges against that girlfriend.
Normal people don't have these thoughts. Normal people will be like, I'm gonna post the nudes. Like that's the worst I could think a normal person would do.
So now he's facing up to 33 years, and he is on a...
How old is he?
I think he said he was like 28 or 29.
So 33. Like, yeah. I'm trying to figure out like on the scale like how bad is 33 years.
Well, realistically,
like, if Cosby gets 33 years, he's gonna be dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's getting plenty of sex in jail now.
Well, yeah, that's not the point. My point is, I'm trying to tack on to like, if a 7-year-old gets 33 years, it's not that bad.
Do you think Bill Cosby's a top or a bottom?
He's a top. You can't be a bottom to an unconscious person.
No. In jail, in prison.
I think
he's still the daddy. Like no, he walks in, he's all like, yeah.
No, he's
yeah.
not.
Cosby's
yeah.
in town.
No, yeah, he's not. I totally believe that.
And an old man who has, can you picture Debo walking up and be like, give me that Jello pudding,
dude?
Like, fucking
Cosby's got that big dick energy.
I'm
no,
with
he
Josh
doesn't.
On
he
that
raped
one.
Like
yeah.
100 women.
No, he doesn't.
He's gonna be like, you fucking touch me, yeah, right.
Yeah, he's like,
he's
I'm
probably in solitary, to be honest. But I will say, a man with that ugly of a sweater has confidence, like that. He has the confidence of a guy who knows he's going to fuck because the girl's fucking dead.
let's see. Antonio Brown's back in the news. Just
again.
Just
God
when I
damn.
Thought it was over.
No, he's the NFL Kardashian at
so,
the moment.
So today alone.
Today? What the fuck? I didn't see today.
No, that's the thing. See, he tweeted the other day that he was going to retire from football. He said he was done. He's hanging it up.
Oh, Eric Weddle? Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
so then Antonio Brown, he tweeted that he was going to be done with the NFL. He's like, I'm done playing for the NFL. And then he re-enrolled back to Central Michigan College. So he started posting
Which is
pictures.
Where he met the chick he raped, by
yes,
the way. Let's
correct.
Not forget that.
He met Brittany Taylor at Central Michigan.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. AB out here raping
he's
everybody.
He's raping everybody. So now he posted this morning on Twitter that he said that the game needs me. I'm the test. I'm like the test answers. And then Eric Weddle.
What does that even mean? Yeah, what does that mean? He's the test answers?
I don't need that. I can study, bitch. I mean, I'm not gonna, but I could. Like, I don't need the answers.
So
I'll take them if I can get them.
So then Eric Weddle straight up murdered him and goes, he replied to him and says, Eric Weddle's a defensive
safety
player
for the
Rams.
Okay.
He replies,
champion
he
of
goes,
the world.
He goes, definitely don't. And then some fantasy football analyst goes, hey, Eric, I fuck with you, bro, but you can't guard AB over the top or anything, man. And then Eric Weddle replied with, I don't need to, isn't on a team.
Best fucking response in the history of Twitter. Fucking, I love Eric Weddle so much more.
Eric Weddle's always dope.
He's always been dope.
I mean,
since he was on the Chargers,
hey, man,
awesome.
I was a Charger fan. It broke my heart when we let him go.
I thought you still are a Chargers fan. Are you not?
I'm still a Chargers fan.
Oh, I thought,
no,
you,
no,
were,
I'm
I
saying,
thought you were
I've
hopping
been
on the Rams, man.
His, obviously, I was a fan of his when he played for the Chargers.
Yeah, he's a champion. And even in Baltimore, he had some fucking stellar. Him
he
and Ed
two,
Reed.
He had like two or three great years with Baltimore.
Champion. He's I love him. I was pumped when the Rams picked him up.
No, but just so Antonio Brown started posting pictures of his head superimposed on the Billy Madison body, like the back to school thing. And it's like,
and also he has the intellect of a 6-year-old.
See, that's like that. That's it's always funny because like pro athletes and college athletes, they always talk about how they don't get like a fair shake or whatever. And it's like Marshawn Lynch got into Cal Berkeley,
but
based on his merit, and he can't talk.
Yeah,
you know. So it's
although
just,
although him on what was it Man vs. Wild or that show with fucking
with
Bear Grylls, the best goddamn episode of that.
I
show.
Haven't seen that one yet. I have it recorded.
It's so
I hear
good,
it's fantastic.
There's like a goat, and Bear Grylls is like, go kill it. He's like, nah. he's like, shoot it from here. He's like, I can't do it, but I'll go punch it in the head. It's the best fucking episode ever.
And then the last headline that I have, in today's cancel culture that we live in, where everybody's,
I don't think that's a thing, by the way.
It is. It 100% is.
Cancel culture?
Yeah. So basically, cancel culture means like if anything's offensive or could be derogatory in any way,
it gets canceled.
Or people then protest and they throw
big.
Nobody's
career is getting ended by any of this shit.
No, it won't. But the fact that you can't say anything nowadays.
Right.
The like, same thing has always been. Eddie Murphy got fucking in a bunch of shit for talking about trannies in his specials. This is not nothing new.
No, it's not. But then he did Shrek and everything was forgiven.
No, it's just time. That's all it is.
Well, that too.
That's all
it
is.
But it is getting worse.
Yo, no, it's like, awful now.
People are terrified to do anything.
Again, it's the internet. It's people, mm-hmm. people who shouldn't have a fucking voice think they do, and it becomes a thing. But it's not anything different.
It's not anything different. Thing. It's just the way it's being like, expressed through social media is not helping people. And then they're all going, they're all scared.
Yes. So anyways, a gentleman named Carson King was on College Game Day.
I thought it was Carson Daly. I was going to be pumped.
Which is a show on ESPN on the morning, Saturday mornings before all the college football games. All these fans are behind all the analysts. And he held up a sign that said...
Wait, is this an analyst who held up a sign?
No. One in the crowd.
Okay.
So a guy in the crowd named Carson King, he held up a sign that said, Bush Light Fund's running low, and put his Venmo information
champion
on the thing. He ended up raising $1,065,000.
Fuck yeah. Dude,
seriously?
Fucking champion of the world.
So,
and
just
then, by putting his Venmo out there.
Yes. So then he decided, he goes, hey.
He didn't even have to pull a titty on fucking Cam Soda or nothing.
So then he said, hey, you know what? I just wanted beer money. So whatever I get, I'm going to donate to the Children's Hospital of Iowa.
Champion.
So he kept enough. He kept $32 so he could buy a brick.
Get a 30 brick.
And then he donated over $1 million to Children's Hospital, Iowa.
Not a kid.
So then,
this is a
and
great
then,
man.
And then Bush Light offered him 1 year supply of Bush Light beer and printed his face on a beer can for
dope.
All that he did.
Yeah, I would frame that for sure. That's dope.
Wow.
So then the Des Moines Register, the local newspaper, decided that they
I'm
wanted
waiting
to,
for the negative turn.
Here it comes. So the Des Moines Register decided they wanted to do an article on him. Because, I mean, how incredible is that?
It's dope.
This guy got on national TV and goes...
the champion of the world here.
But how fucking cool is that? Like, yeah. He could have pocketed $1 million, no
he
strings attached, and he
great
gave...
human being.
Yeah. No.
He said, I will take 30
honestly,
watered-down beers.
All I want to do is get drunk.
I would have kept all of that money and been like, suck my dick
same.
Off. I'm
all
keeping
I wanted
that money.
Was to play some beer pong with some Idaho sluts, and that's all we wanted to do.
So then he... So the Des Moines Register, a writer named Aaron Calvin said, hey, I did some digging on your Twitter and
fuck off.
Yep. So back in where was it?
So the kid was like 13.
Yeah. So
at
in
the
2012,
time?
When he was 16 years old, he did 2 tweets that were somewhat negative about black people. And so Bush Light pulled their endorsement from him.
Oh,
damn.
And they're not going to write the article on him. But okay. Then there's actually a turn for the positive. So then the internet decided to go and murder this Aaron Calvin guy. And they
did
found.
Is he dead?
No. They found numerous tweets. He did way more worse tweets
than
this Carson King did.
Glass
and
house,
now
bitch.
The Des Moines Register has suspended Aaron Calvin because they're doing an investigation now on his tweets.
What do you like, R. Kelly some shit? What
he basically started tweeting out like. Now the gays can... He actually had one that says, now the gays can get married, I'm going to marry a horse. He said...
So he's been trying to do that for a minute.
He wants to marry a horse.
Like, yeah, you don't just throw that out there willy-nilly. Nobody's like, hey, by the way, guys are fucking guys in the butt, and that's not a new thing, but also I want to fuck this horse. Wait, why'd you bring that up? That's...
Everyone
not
has
relevant.
Skeletons in their closets. It's really unfortunate.
But no,
that
it's
something.
It's so dumb that you tweeted some. Okay, fine. You tweeted
skeletons
some stupid. You were fucking
saying
kid.
Things.
He
is
was
a different
16
thing.
Years old. Think about all the shit that you liked when you were 16 years old.
Stupid ass shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're gonna judge a man like look at all, he donated $1 million that he did not have to the Iowa Children's Hospital because he's a good fucking guy. He's a good human. And then this fucking asshole for the newspaper goes. So what's up with them 2 black people tweets that you did back when you were 16 years old?
Okay, so let's just get this clear, though. We're not calling Bush the shitheads in here, right? They had to do the business thing. They had to.
They have to. You have to. You have to.
You have to distance yourself. Yes, you have to. I get that decision, but this guy, the news guy's a piece of shit.
Yeah, honestly. But now the news guy's in trouble, and that's hilarious to me.
Of course.
Yeah, that's
fuck
great.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Aaron Calvin, Colvin, whatever the fuck your name is.
You
fuck
know,
you.
I think we need to treat him like a mass shooter and not mention his name ever again in life. And I'm pretty sure we won't ever. Because
probably not.
Who gives
probably
a
not.
I already
anybody
his
named
name.
Aaron is terrible. Have you ever met an Aaron that you liked?
Actually, that's true.
A female Aaron with an E, hot as shit.
Does butt stuff.
Probably. Or at least we'll do enough drugs to where, like, anything's possible.
you give her some of that ketamine, and that butthole's all
no,
nice
you,
and relaxed?
No, I've been there. I won't do that. I won't put somebody else in a K-hole. I've done that. You can't.
Because
you
got
put someone else in a K-hole
no,
before?
I'm saying I won't put somebody else in a K-hole because I've been there. It's like 4 days of hell.
Did someone
four?
Yeah.
Did someone put something in your K-hole?
Yeah, I thought it was normal meth, and it was just, they put some K in there, and I thought the aliens from Signs were on the fucking door, fucking next door neighbor's house, and yeah. It's a weird place to be. I'm just saying. Wouldn't do that to somebody else. But a guy named Aaron probably would.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
So
of
Aaron,
the worst.
You go fuck yourself.
Fuck you, Aaron.
So Taylor's got 10 weird questions for us. Taylor.
Can't
I
get any
do.
Weirder than this.
We can try.
All right.
So our first question is, if you could bring one person back from the dead, who would it be?
Papa.
Are you trying to resurrect your relationship with your dad?
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to see my wiener. I'm going to go Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln.
Can you give me insight on how to deal with crazy bitches?
Wasn't he kind of gay?
So is he. So is Smitty.
Again,
that's true.
We're cut from the same cloth. he knows how to deal with schizo bitches, so I can... He is my Jedi Master. He is my Obi-Wan.
Let's
Plus,
see.
He has dope hats.
The hats are cool.
Right?
I would bring back Carrie Fisher.
I thought
she played Princess Leia, so they could actually put her in the movie set and not just superimpose her with CGI.
That's the only reason you'd bring her back? That's very fucking... Let's hold judgment until we see the movie.
It's true.
The last movie was shit, but...
I have hope for this next one.
Only
because cool.
of JJ.
The trailer looks cool.
Yes. Yeah, so the trailer cool. for Suicide Squad doesn't fucking mean shit.
I still haven't seen any of
them. The trailer for Birds of Prey actually looks kind of cool. They've been
it's 17 seconds. You can't fucking tell
they
anything.
They have another one out.
Although I am excited because I just found out, or just because of fucking my own gross research, Huntress is the chick from Scott Pilgrim.
Knives Chow?
No, not the Asian chick. The
Ramona?
Fucking main chick.
Ramona.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like her.
Yeah, she's Huntress. Nice. And Huntress is a dope character. I'm all on board with that. I like that. That's cool. Next question.
Next question.
Next question.
Let's see here. You can only watch one actor's movie for the rest of your life. Who would it be?
Christian Bale.
Easy?
Yep.
So like right. Prestige, the Batmans.
Dude, so good.
Only
so good.
Old ones or new ones?
Just
all,
any, so like his current.
Are we talking all whole catalog?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christian Bale.
Okay. Dude, no. Tom Hanks.
That's a
big
good one.
Fucking.
Forrest Gump's a piece of shit.
Dude, I love Forrest Gump.
I do
Fuck
too.
You with that. That's
it's
such a
dumb.
Good movie.
It's overrated.
You're dumb.
It's fucking dumb.
I hate you so much
just
right now.
Just because somebody's a little bit downsy and has this fucking southern accent that makes him fucking worldly and fuck off.
He has all the
laugh is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah. That makes it dumb as shit.
He
that,
has all the,
all
the Toy
no
Story
sense.
Movies.
That makes no fucking sense at all.
Toy Story?
He's in Toy Story?
He's the cowboy.
Oh, duh.
Are you
duh.
Just now finding this out?
No. It's just hard when it's a cartoon sometimes.
Castaway?
Yeah, it's just hard when it's a movie nobody cares about.
You know what? Because Big is one of my all-time
Castaway
favorite movies.
Castaway sucks,
it's a good
by
one.
The way.
I liked Castaway.
It's just as good as fucking Phone Booth.
Nah, dude, fuck that movie.
The best movie with one actor the entire time is Buried. Ryan Reynolds, where he's buried alive, is fucking dope.
Actually, Ryan Reynolds.
That might
my,
be a scene.
Ryan Reynolds,
he's actually a good one.
Yeah.
He's got a lot.
Because not only is it entertaining, I can also jerk off.
He's
a twofer.
He
that's,
is.
That's,
he is hot.
That's two
I
birds.
I really like him.
You got Deadpool. That's two birds.
The first time I ever thought Ryan Reynolds was hot was in
Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place?
No, Blade
Trinity. Yeah, that's how long I've been a fan, motherfucker.
Blade Trinity. because he was all yoked up in that movie, and I was like, God damn, like Ryan Reynolds.
I was looking at Jessica Biel. I can't lie.
She was hot in that movie.
They're both hot.
She's insanely hot.
Dude, Wesley Snipes is hot. He's a beautiful chocolate man.
Good for you, JT.
No, fuck off, Wesley Snipes. He's out of his fucking mind.
All right, so going straight into this next question, what's the weirdest thing you've masturbated to?
Ryan Reynolds.
That's not weird. That's normal. You're a human man. Look, that's what. All
weirdest, right, well, then get weird.
Weirdest thing.
Come on,
weirdest
sweetie.
Thing. Oof.
Let's get real honest right now.
I don't know. I don't think tentacle porn is weird. Like, it's weird here. It's not weird, like, in Asia. Like, it's norm. That's kosher over there. That's what happens.
That's the norm.
Right. Yeah. National Geographic? In the dentist waiting room?
With your mom holding your hand?
Yeah. She was telling me speeds. It was
you know what? Okay, weirdest thing for me, probably Lola Bunny from Space Jam.
Interesting.
It was like when I was a kid.
Have you seen the
it was kind of hot.
That's a sexy costume this year.
Well, she like walked around.
Yeah, she was like
moving her hips.
And she knew like how to work it. And she I was like, up. That's a hot cartoon bunny.
Yep.
Like, I'm getting hot right now.
It's, get out the way, Michael Jordan. I'm trying to jerk off here.
No, I could jerk off to Michael Jordan.
I couldn't. Just because I know he killed his dad.
Why are you jealous? Because you haven't killed your dad.
I'm working on it. It's a fucking, it's a lengthy setup. You gotta.
Would you rather have sex in one position or watch the same porn for the rest of your life?
Watch the same porn.
Really?
For sure.
And not have sex at all? Is it
one or the other? No.
You can. You have your choice.
Either I only do missionary for the rest of my life, or I can browse Pornhub. I don't fuck off Pornhub. I'm still gonna do doggy style. Like, it's gonna happen.
Okay, yeah.
I'm still gonna change it up when I'm
It's gotta be the
making stains in the bed.
I thought it was one or the other.
No.
I was like, I'll take one position over one.
I'll do boring missionary for the rest of my life. That means no porn for the rest of my life. I don't watch porn that much anymore.
Neither do I.
I do every day.
Of course you do.
Well, of course you do. Look, you were watching porn when I walked in.
What the fuck else am I going to do? Watch Home Improvement? Get the fuck out of here. I mean, JTT's dope, but I mean, come on. I stopped jerking off to that when I was 13.
So you would...
I would just watch the same porn.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Who would your porn star be then?
Jenna Hayes. I've answered this question a million times on this show. She's my favorite, by far. Do I pick one specific scene?
Yeah, no, because it's the same porn.
Yeah, it has
it's
to.
It's the same scene.
Yeah.
Wait, could you pick like a porno movie? You know, like how something's like... Backdoor Sluts 19, and there's like 9 girls in it. Does
like
that count?
70 minutes of stuff you skip through 99% of?
Yeah, you just want to watch the cum shot.
Yeah, yeah. You can, one porn. It
you
can
watch
be a whole 70 minute
compilation
porn.
Video.
Yeah, so you watch like, you see like how it starts. Because I need some backstory. I need to know what's going on.
I don't, no.
And then I want to see when the blowjob starts, because that's the order of porn. It's blowjob, then usually some sort of sex, and then he blows on her face.
That
I just want to watch...
That's
like,
that porn from the patriarchy, you fucking sexist motherfucker.
Hey, man.
I just want to watch
yeah,
bondage.
Yeah,
because
porn is such a women empowering thing.
They make the most money, so yes, it is. Ah, oh, fuck you, eat a bag of dicks. My point makes more sense.
I just want to watch bondage.
Bondage? Good
that's,
for you.
That's my go-to.
I don't want to watch it. It's more fun. That's like...
There's like bondage like basketball.
Videos.
Wait, are you into bondage or are you just like watching it?
Both.
Good for you.
Thanks. That's but I like watching. I like watching the ones where the guys don't do anything. Like they're completely dressed and they have like gloves on and they have like this machines and they're all like they have like dungeons where they go in and I fucking
Kink.
Love
com.
Them. Good. Yes, yeah. Kink.com.
Good stuff.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy has some good stuff. I can't.
It turns me on so much.
I guess my porn's still pretty vanilla then because I'm just.
You're like, I just want a blowjob.
Yeah, it's like, I need to see when they start making out. Because I need to hear her be like, oh, I hired the plumber because the thing's not working. He's
you
like,
need to hear her
I
say,
can lay some pipe.
Your dad's going to get mad because I'm your stepmom.
Yeah. That's and then.
That's like 75% of porn now for some reason.
Yeah,
it's all stepbrother, stepsister.
Why?
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
It's weird. Someone started that, like, because they
Brady
really like
The Brady Bunch
it.
Started that. That's what it was.
Okay.
It's because there's like 50% of American fucking households are divorced.
True.
It's just, it's not a new thing.
All right. So, would you rather have a 10-inch dick with no balls or a 3-inch dick with balls?
Fuck.
What are the pros and cons of having balls?
I like sitting in the middle of both of those where I'm at. I do think if you don't have balls, there's going to be questions. If you got 3 inches, there's going to be questions too. Fuck.
See, as someone that has a 3-inch dick with balls,
but I would try, like a maybe tuna try can, something like it's different. Girthy.
Just try something
yeah,
new.
Yeah, something different. Give me that 10-inch. Give me that 10-inch heater with no balls.
I don't know. I like the sound of the slapping in doggy style.
That's true.
It makes it more fun.
So would you rather have it?
It's like knocking on Count Dracula's door.
But no balls, you never have to worry about getting anyone pregnant.
But silence. Like, does that mean you can't come then?
Shooting blanks?
No, yeah, you still you do. No, it's like getting, I would assume like a vasectomy, you still like do the physical action.
Blanks, you still feel it, but you just don't actually have to come. You just go,
give me that dick.
Yes.
You know what? Okay.
Your dick queefs. You have a dick queef.
And we have a girl here now. If a guy has a 10-inch heater and he had no balls, you probably wouldn't, you'd ask him after the fact.
Be weird.
Like,
probably.
You'd be like, bro, bring that in.
I'm like super curious.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you about that later,
but
bring that dick.
Yes.
That's an Amy Schumer joke. She's talking about going down on some guy. She's like, you never think about it until, but it's like grandparents. You don't miss them until they're gone.
Although a 10-inch dick, that's fucking huge.
That's a big
one. That's a big dick. That's like a Pringles can.
Or maybe, but it could be like a fucking straw. It could be. Very thin.
Like a pencil dick?
Yeah, it's
but,
not.
But it's
not,
still 10 inches. Specifying. You're still piercing that cervix. Call that the cervix piercer 3000.
Yeah. How many girls want to shove a sharpened pencil up their cooter?
No,
nobody. Not a goddamn person.
So maybe they might like that 3-inch then instead. Because you're not.
If you're hung like a tuna can, it might.
Well, they always say it's not. It's
like a
girth.
Gigantic butt plug.
Yeah, it is the girth.
You could have a small dick, but if you can work it and you're fat, it can work.
It works.
Because you can still get to England in a rowboat. It just take a little bit longer. Again, as a guy with a 3-inch dick, that's what I tell all the ladies.
That's what happens.
Yeah. You work it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, if you could join any TV group or family, who would it be?
South Park. We never grow up, and we get to do insane shit all the time.
I like
that
answer.
That's a really good answer.
That's a great answer.
You can do whatever the fuck. We got a friend of mine, a fat friend of mine, just got anal probed by aliens when I first met him. And now I got a friend who lives at Tegrity Farms. Like,
you got a
so
dad
good.
With testicles that became bouncing balls for
so
some
good.
Reason.
It's so good. And we never grow up. It's like the best version of Peter Pan ever.
See, my thought actually went to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air family.
Really?
They're rich.
I wouldn't, because okay. I'd be jazzed. I get thrown out all the goddamn time for hitting on the goddamn hot sister.
It's true. Dude, she was hot.
She's insanely hot. Have you seen Major Payne? God damn.
That's right. She was in that movie.
She's insanely hot. Why the fuck has she not done anything else since then?
Because she's not a good actress.
Neither is Megan Fox, but she made fucking millions
of
money.
But we love Megan Fox.
But Megan Fox.
Yes,
is,
I'm not knocking that.
But
I love
her too.
She's
stupid hot.
She's so fucking hot.
Yeah, insanely hot. Have you seen Jennifer's body? God damn.
I was just watching that the other day.
Of course you were. We were just talking about jerk off sessions.
Yes.
What's the weirdest thing you've masturbated to? Other than bondage porn.
That's not weird. Fuck you.
It's not that weird. I think when I was like young and I first started like watching porn, like just trying
Home Improvement,
to.
Improvement? JTT.
No. I think did. It was like her first huge cock or something like that. And then it also went to like his first huge cock.
Oh, no.
And I was like super interested. And I'm like, it was like watching two guys fuck each other and I masturbated to it when I was like 13. I was like, I don't really know what I'm watching, but
is
like,
is that not the same as like, I jerk off to lesbian porn sometimes.
Is
it? I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, but
you.
Dude, I know girls that like lesbian porn. Women tend to women. Like
yeah.
Women find women
but
sexy.
But do women like gay guys
not
the
every,
same way
but not
guys
every,
like lesbians?
No,
I don't think
question.
So.
No, because not every girl likes gay men. No, not every girl wants to see a dude blow
That's
a dude
question.
Or fuck a dude.
No. And it was not like I wanted to see it. It was just like watching them, seeing
it,
them like it.
Yeah, but
it
at 13, you're so like
yeah,
curious
it's one of those
about
things.
Everything.
There's a pop-up, but you don't X out, like horses and stuff.
Right. So I've never masturbated the horses, no.
Like the
no
guy
cartoons.
Who died from a fucking horse.
I've seen that.
Right? Everybody has.
Yeah.
What, Mr. Hands?
I don't know.
No, the guy fucked in
yeah,
the horse.
Yeah, he fucked the horse, then
he
died
and
like
he
an
died.
Hour later.
Yeah.
Oh, I was a child when I watched that, too.
Yeah,
this
it's like watching those fucking beheading videos from when like the War on Terror just started. Like, it's one of those things you can't unwatch.
It's true.
Did you watch those?
The Faces of Terror?
No, no. Like, the legit terrorist videos where they chopped a dude's fucking head off.
I do not support the terrorist organization.
And you masturbate to that?
Yes, he does.
Only, it's a gigantic wet hole. Why would you not? I mean...
Ryan.
Have you seen Full Metal Jacket? I will rip your head off and fuck the hole.
Yeah,
he's got that 3-inch tuna can. He needs that wide hole.
That's what we do. It's all a right,
military
thing, so
we got your South Park and your Fresh Prince of
They're
Blood
rich.
Miller.
They're yeah. rich. You're a rich family. You live in Bel Air.
Can't argue with that.
I mean...
Step by Step has a hot...
They have a butler that cooks gourmet food and shit.
Yeah, but he always has sassy comments.
I don't care. Make that. I'd be like, Jeffrey, make that fucking sandwich. Call me a fucking fat idiot. I don't care.
I don't need your smart mouth. Just fuck... I don't need that for my servants.
Make my moons over my hammy, goddammit.
Stop being a dick, Jeffrey.
Next.
I'm not going to call you G.
Would you rather have your internet search shared or your sex tape shared?
Sex tape. Showing off.
Showing off your three-inch tuna?
That's it. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if someone wants to watch my two-minute missionary video, I mean, by all means, have at it.
It'll be like Hulk Hogan's sex tape. Like, nobody wants to watch it, but just out of curiosity, you might.
See, my thing is, my search history is probably more embarrassing than my sex tape would be.
Really?
Because I look up how to spell words.
I just do that on text messages, and it just corrects
me. The best is when spell check is like, I got nothing for you, bro. I don't know what the fuck you're going for. Like, you just got seven
plus,
consonants
like you look
in a
up
row.
Weird, like, because you Google weird-ass shit.
I'm not, I would, if I didn't want to be embarrassed, or if I didn't want to, like, care, I would share my history, because I don't really look up weird stuff. If I wanted to become famous, I would do my sex tape.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it next week. Check World Star Hip Hop next week.
But listen,
also, I got no mic coming up.
As I'm looking at the two of you, no one wants to watch your sex tape. People would watch your sex tape.
I know they would.
So...
I'll show you.
Although you do have a dick ring now, so
exactly. I'm gonna put some like some strobe lights on the end of it and play some EDM.
No, you create a whole new porn category. You put a GoPro on your penis ring.
Oh shit!
And then you get true like
yeah. Tell some bitch we're doing anal. Hey, it's a colonoscopy tape.
Gross.
See Mr. Hanky.
Okay, next question. That's
a pretty dope impression.
It was pretty good. Who would win in a fight? 10-year-olds or 100-year-olds?
10-year-olds. I'm taking 10-year-olds.
Wait, are they like old racist 100-year-olds?
It doesn't matter.
Who like solid
they don't have stamina.
And shit?
They got soft bones. They don't, no.
Actually, that's true. 10-year-olds would probably win.
Yeah. Because
you hit that guy right in the sternum, his heart's exploding.
They've been watching MXC like for their entire life. And...
So the 10-year-olds would beat the 100-year-olds?
Absolutely. I got a 10-year-old who...
I don't know,
nephew.
But whacking with the cane. Ha!
You don't. You didn't say they had weapons. You just said they were people.
They're old. They're going to have fucking canes or little
walkers.
Not. Or a little.
You,
they're going to roll over them with their
that's
wheelchair.
Not the question. The question
those
is
rascals.
Just people. Just people as... Okay, well then the 10-year-old's got fucking razor scooters and fucking vape pens. And
that's 10
blow
to 1.
Snake in their face. Snake. Smoke in their face. And fucking disorient them.
You know what? I'm going to be the contrarian. I'm going to take the numbers game. Them old-ass dudes are going to fuck them little boys
not
up.
Not a chance.
Yeah, that's 10 to 1.
Not a chance. 100 years old?
Yeah.
Have you ever met somebody 80? They can't fucking move. At 100? Are you kidding me?
I don't know, man.
Not a chance. Not a fucking chance.
It's
going to
be some like old racist white guy who's like a Marine.
Who can't move.
Nah, he'll fuck some kids up.
No, he won't. He might fuck a kid, but he's not going to fucking... like, that's it. He might fuck one kid. One kid's going to be really bummed out at the end of this. but the 10-year-olds are winning this war.
So
might
you got
the 10-year-olds
with Schmitty and the 100-year-olds with Josh.
Might lose the battle, but they will win the war.
That's true. That one might be true. But I would like to know, would you rather be the best-looking guy or have the ability to read women's minds?
Well, I already know the answer to this question. I don't want to read a woman's mind.
It's got to be so scary in a woman's mind.
Yeah. Fucking kidding me? It's like, I couldn't imagine the amount of self-consciousness. Like, and that's not because of like a female. That's the pressure that fucking society puts on women. Like, you have to be so self-conscious of everything you're doing. And also, I'm walking through a parking lot and I might get raped. Like, it's got to be fucking terrifying.
It's not scary.
Kind of, a little bit.
I don't think like that.
No one's trying to rape you.
See, my thing is, my thing is the weird questions my girlfriend's text me and the things she stresses out about, I can only imagine.
Look at your girlfriend's DMs. Like it's got to be fucking weird.
Oh, it's just filled with wieners and
right?
stuff like
exactly.
that.
Right, exactly. It's got to be.
When you're a pretty blonde girl, you just get a lot of dicks and stuff like that. It's
yeah.
weird.
Yeah. So no. I don't even remember what the other option was, but I'll take the other option.
And just be the best looking guy?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's well, where I'm, hey, that's, if you're that's the best looking right guy, you already know what the ladies are thinking.
Yeah, you already got all the ladies, so.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
I
you do,
do,
Smitty.
That's why we're going to YouTube soon.
Sure.
You have a face for radio, my friend.
Ooh, I do not. That's snap. Why I stand in front of strangers.
With the quickness, Taylor. The cat-like reflexes.
Would you rather have two average kids or one kid become a professional athlete and the other can't head?
Read. One professional athlete and the other can't head.
the other kid can't read.
Can't read.
Yeah. No, that's why I whenever I'm scrolling through Bumble or whatever, black chick, yes, thank you. I want an athlete. That's what
really?
I want. Yeah.
You just want an athlete.
Yeah. I don't care about the rest of it. It's all good. We're talking about breeding purposes here. We're talking about breeding stock. I'm a great coach. All right. You supply the genetics, I will supply the wisdom. Those who can't do, coach. That's what we do.
Very true.
Right? I think I would rather have the one pro athlete and have the one retard kid.
Right.
And be like, hey, you know what? That kid can't read. This kid's going to the Hall of Fame.
I got the GI Bill. You can only give the college scholarship to one kid. I'm not going to give it to the dumb kid. You give it to the fucking, everyone has a favorite child.
True.
Right?
That is true.
Every parent says, no, they don't. Yeah, you fucking do. Shut the fuck up.
And I already know that I am my parents' least favorite kid.
Of course. Because, I mean, come on.
Yeah. No,
you're beautiful, but you're chubby.
That happened.
So, yeah, no, I'm for sure taking the pro athlete. Are you kidding me? Yeah. And hopefully, I just teach him how to fucking throw a 12-6 curveball. That's all you need to do. Be a pitcher and fucking work for 2 hours every 5 days.
I'm more or less living that life still because my brother and sister
work for 2 hours every 5 days.
And I can't read. And I do a horrible podcast with my buddy.
We're getting better.
We're getting better.
We're getting better.
We got Taylor.
Yes.
We got our dark horse. We got Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
We finally have sex appeal.
Do we?
She's pretty.
We do.
She's pretty. She's prettier than us.
So defensive about that.
Just correcting.
We're not on YouTube yet. All right, we don't. That's my point. Is my point.
The people will know that she's hot just by her voice.
I could work sex line too.
And then she's going to run our social media for us, and we're going to get all sorts of dick pics in the DM.
Yay.
And then the one day that I happen to check it, I'm just going to find all these dicks in
you
there.
You check it all the time.
The dicks are for you guys.
I hope so. They better
not
be.
Not complaining.
We're the one giving them all the ear honey to listen to.
Yeah. Come in your ear mouths.
Yeah.
Well, those were all of your 10 questions, gentlemen. Ooh. Thanks for answering.
It was fun. They were very weird.
That's the point.
Exactly.
So actually what I wanted to talk about, Taylor, because you have been more or less involved with this show for a while, but I kind of want the people to get to know you. You're our free love hippie dippy girl. You were recently doing a bunch of peyote in the desert.
Sounds so fun.
No, but I'm working on doing that next. Peyote and ceremony.
Explain your trip. Where did you go? What
so,
did you do?
For the last 6 weeks, I was in Peru. And I'm a yoga instructor, so I did another yoga training. I did two trainings back to back, and then
so,
I did
so
a...
What does a yoga training entail?
Learning yoga.
Just be stretchy?
No, there's the philosophy, the history, the art of living, the art of healing.
What's the philosophy of it, though? Well, I'm confused, because I've been to a couple of yoga things, and just be stretchy is what it seems like to me.
Yeah, the holistic yoga is definitely lost here. A lot of what I learned was so much more depth, because there's three parts to holistic yoga, where it's asana is the practice, pranayama is the breath, and meditation. Long story short.
This just sounds more like a pyramid scheme to get hot chicks out to Peru.
Yeah.
Is this the fucking, was it Nutrilite or whatever?
I saw the pictures on Instagram. It seemed just like a lot of places where there's a lot of girls with armpit hair.
There was a lot of armpit hair.
Of course there was.
And
I
knew it. I'm like, why? Fucking shave. Right? Just do it.
And then, like, if you just happen to see a naked chick, just bush everywhere.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, see, I fucking knew it.
But the guys are bushy, too. I saw a lot of naked people in general.
Hey, listen here, fellas. Shave that dick, because it looks bigger.
Also, who wants pubes in their teeth? Come on.
Yeah, everyone's, like, free.
That's true. If I'm lucky enough to get my dick in a mouth, I can at least clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just be courteous. Let's be Americans.
But, so I did two trainings. Back to back, and then I ended with a retreat. And in South America, ayahuasca and Wajuma are legal.
Oh, fuck. You did ayahuasca, didn't you?
I did.
How fuck? I've been wanting to do that for so fucking long.
You don't do ayahuasca.
You snort it.
No, it does you. You sit with it. You work with the medicine because, like, you do drugs, and ayahuasca isn't a drug, it's a medicine.
It's everything that I've looked at and researched and wanted to do, it's a 3-day retreat, right? Mm-hmm. Did you do it for 3 days?
No. I did sit 3 times, but I just sat one.
But see, saying ayahuasca is a medicine, it's like saying fentanyl is a medicine. People get high and die off it.
Let's explain what ayahuasca is. Most people don't know what the fuck that is, dude.
No, they don't.
Who knows what the fuck ayahuasca is?
I mean, before I left, my girlfriend, she's like, don't do it. She's like, you haven't cleansed for a year. You're going to die. And I was like, okay.
Why would you die from it?
The one thing, there's two types of antidepressants or, like, anti-anxiety medications that don't mix well with it, and you can get really, really sick, and you can throw up, and if you choke on, you puke, and you can't die.
Does it knock you unconscious?
For, like, a month? No.
Oh.
But don't you have to, like, purge and be clean for a month of everything?
Before I left, I don't drink. I don't drink caffeine, and I cut back on my meat consumption, sex.
No sex for months sounds like a lot, because I can't go like 3 days without jerking off.
You don't want to masturbate. No, oh, no masturbating. Man.
It's the same thing.
It's a sexual energy.
Yeah.
You
fucking dummy.
And no salt and no sugar.
I don't know about
no
energy.
Salt, no sugar. Fuck.
I didn't like go without it, but I cut down like a lot before I went.
Because there's salt and sugar in everything.
Sort of.
There's salt and sugar in the pizza we ate.
Of course, you can't eat fucking pizza. And dairy, no dairy, too.
No.
So, like, you cut back on a lot of stuff.
I'm not doing hippies herpy drugs. Can't do it.
I still want to do it.
It was amazing.
So how was the experience of the DMT,
the ayahuasca?
Yeah.
I don't think there's DMT in ayahuasca.
DMT's in it. That is the main component of it.
Is it?
Yeah. DMT is the chemical in it that makes you fucking trip balls.
Mm. Yep. Well, so the first night I drank it, our medicine woman, her name was Silva, and she's just a fucking badass. She's
Anderson
so
Silva?
Cool. No, just Silva.
Damn. I thought she had a broken leg.
And she served everyone in the training who wanted to participate in the ceremony. And we drank it, and it tastes like molasses, sort of. It's like really thick, and it's like a syrup. And it's like
Canadian cum.
It's weird. So you drink it the first time, and you're like, oh, this isn't bad. And like by the third time you drink it, you're like, oh my fucking God, I know what this thing's going to do to me. Like you just are trying to keep it down, and you don't have to drink
a
lot.
So like one night you did a little bit to kind of warm you up to it.
Mm-hmm. It was like an introduction to it.
Right.
So it's like the grandmother medicine. That's what ayahuasca is. It's the grandmother.
Yeah. I want to see mama.
I wish we actually had video right now so people could see the weird look on my face, because this stuff's just way beyond what
you have no idea. Like I'm kind of aware of it, and I'm interested. I really want to fucking do it. She's actually done it.
If I could describe,
you're a virgin.
My face is kind of like the face you make when
R. Kelly
you want to fart
when
but you
14?
Don't want to make a sound, so you just kind of like
It was very interesting. I had never even heard of ayahuasca until like a year ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I never knew what it was.
I
like,
want to do it for like.
It's a thing. I mean,
it's like, hey, let's go
forever.
Out to the desert, drink weird weed juice with weird hippies.
I would never.
That is oversimplifying it.
I don't know.
So great.
There are shamans out here that will do it. It's very illegal and it's very sketchy.
Yeah, they're on the
Megan's
Law website.
It's not. It's not something I would do out here. I would definitely go to South America.
Yeah, because you're going to get raped out here.
You sent me a leak last week.
I did, but I knew them. I knew who they were. I've met them in person, and I know them.
But also,
and
like,
they only had sex twice.
It was also like 2 days, like, got an extra $900? What the fuck? No. No.
So he's like, I have an extra $9.
Like, give me a month, and I'll get it, but goddamn.
They had payment plans.
I'm not going to put ayahuasca on layaway.
Yeah.
Kidding me.
I'll Venmo you half now.
Exactly.
And I'll pay the rest later.
That's how I deal with crack.
The first ceremony was like an introduction to her, and it was just like everyone drank. So first, actually, you get served rapé, which is tobacco.
Rafi was my favorite character from
Rafi, no, rapé.
Didn't we go to high school with a guy named Rafi?
Joke.
You guys are so off.
Joke.
Oh. Rapé. So it's tobacco.
Rafé. He was the Red Ninja Turtle.
But he was the French one.
Rafé.
You can serve tobacco up your nose.
Oh, yeah.
You
no,
know
I've
what I'm talking
of,
about?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Rapé or rapé, depends on where you're from.
I don't know. I don't remember
do
what
like,
the name of it was.
Do you, like,
yeah.
snort it like it's a crack
No, it's more like snuff. Like, you just pack it in there, right?
A little bit. So it's a lot like snuff, but it's ground tobacco mixed with usually ash of a certain, like, plant or a tree.
Dead family member? Oh.
Or that.
Oh, that'd be dope. Snort your grandpa.
Just
fuck
snort
yeah.
grandpa.
Oh.
R.I.P.
I would just have a handlebar mustache for years in my mind. That'd be fucking dope.
So you can serve yourself, where you put it in this little, like, it's called a carite.
I can't serve myself. I don't trust myself.
And you do that, or someone serves you with a tepe. And like
the tip of the dick?
Yeah, tepe.
The tepe of the dick.
The tepe of the dick. And so put it in someone's nose and you go... And you blow it in.
And they spit-wadded it.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, it sounded like the scene from Ace Ventura.
So that was one thing we did before. And then Sananga is eye drops. Oh, Sananga.
Sangria is delicious.
And it burns like motherfucker.
Isn't that the Sublime song?
Sananga?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, I don't practice. Oh, Santeria.
Yeah. Santeria. Off. But so that's just like a little eye drop thing that's from a vine from the jungle, and they put it in your eyes and it just burns. It hurts so bad.
Yeah, because they're putting fucking poison oak in your eyeballs.
And it's
every time I did clear eyes, though, it burned like a motherfucker too.
So like
that's 'cause I was high as shit.
50,000 times worse.
Oh, that sounds
like super.
No,
so you're just getting maced in the jungle with
Dude,
weird people
it's just
tobacco
so
in your
eyes.
Oh,
I got maced once, but that's because my dick was hard.
Yeah, because no means no.
No means no. And so that's to clear, like, actual film off your eyes, but then to help with your visions.
Wait, what kind of film is on my eyes?
You're just dirty.
You are a dirty man.
Everyone does, though. I put honey in my eyes, too. It's the same kind of thing.
Makes it smooth as silk.
It just, like, cleans it all.
Makes your eyes like Marvin Gaye.
You know, I'm fine with just going to the gym in the morning and then go to work.
Nah, I still want to do ayahuasca.
And then,
I want to get rid of my demons, man. That's what it does.
I get rid of my demons every weekend with Pepto-Bismol.
That's not... jerking off. It's not the same.
It's like a spiritual fucking
cleanse.
So you
spent 6 weeks in the desert.
Not the desert.
The mountains.
I was in the Sacred Valley.
So you're in the fucking Congo.
Have you not watched Land Before Time? There was a Sacred Valley and they had green food.
I mean, that's
they
cool.
went past like, the rock that looked like a long neck.
I will say this. It is cool that you did that, and that's super neat that you went like beyond your comfort zone and did all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm pretty sure it was right up in her comfort zone.
It was new. It was totally new.
Yeah.
Did you go with anyone you know?
No, I went by myself.
Nah, see, nope. If he went with me, I'd be more inclined to.
No,
do
she
it.
Told she told like I've told her I want to do this, but I was like, go with me because I've heard ayahuasca you either puke or shit yourself, and I was like,
you always purge. One way or the other. You always do.
I splurge every morning.
You're going to purge tonight after eating Domino's.
Yeah. But I was like, you go with me because I want somebody to be there when I poop myself.
There's bathrooms. I you get up and you go to the bathroom.
He's pooped his pants numerous times.
I did it in the mall one time. That was gross.
And prom night.
Honestly, the worst part was that I was wearing my new Kobe Bryant shorts and it fucking ruined them.
Aww.
But I heard like you either... puke
so
everything
you,
out. Puke out all the demons, or you shit out all the demons, is part of the ayahuasca experience.
It is.
Don't
so
they
have,
sell those
have,
things
have
through like Arbonne
bucket.
And Herbalife? You buy these colon cleanse teas, you drink it. You
but
shit.
It's
no,
you go on a
you
whole
don't see
journey.
Jesus on
it's,
Herbalife.
It's not just like you're sick. Like because when like my friend in the
how
last
long,
ceremony.
How long is the trip? How long is
seven,
the trip?
7-8 hours.
Really?
Yeah, you sit all night.
Fuck.
See, that's like
that's
7
intense.
Hours and 50 minutes too long for me.
That's. But that's what you need to do to get the demons out, man. You
no.
need to fucking...
It's not even just getting the demons out. I guess
no, it's
that's
a therapy
the,
thing.
That's the first step, that, but it's just, yeah,
it's
going
a therapy
into
thing.
A no...
It's a fucking... Understand yourself, I think, more than mm-hmm. anything else, right?
Yeah,
the closest
sure.
thing I get to getting the demons out is albuterol to clean out my asthma. I mean, that's good enough.
I don't know what any of those things are. I don't know about your pharmaceutical drugs. I'm talking about ayahuasca here.
What is ayahuasca?
It's a vine.
But they have to mix it with something else, though, right? Like,
There's a carrier that they mix it with. I don't know exactly all of it because I didn't see them work. Like, I didn't see her make it.
It was
but
with Silva's placenta.
Nobody watches the meth get made. It just happens.
It's a big ceremony making it, though. They sing over it and everything.
Did you watch that ceremony?
No, because that's in the jungle, which is 2 hours away from where I was
right.
at.
That's where. What the fuck was that? Was it Green Valley or Green fucking people? Fucking
Green people?
The fucking
Fern Gully.
Yeah. Fucking,
what are you going for here?
The Eli Roth movie. The fucking Green
Giant.
Fucking something, maybe. I don't know. But the Eli Roth, the guy who made fucking Hostel, is fucking dope. And it was about a plane that crashed in South America and a cannibal tribe ate all these fucking white kids. It was dope as fuck.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Was that Lost?
No, it might have been like a Bear Grylls thing. I don't know. It was dope.
But yeah, the ayahuasca was a lot of fun. It was fun. It was very healing. It was insane. It was probably the scariest thing I've ever done, for sure. Like when the medicine starts.
Did you meet Jesus or
no?
What kind of things did you see on this?
I didn't see anything the first time. It was like all sensational. Like my body started moving on its own, and I was tripping out. I was like, I'm not fucking doing this, like at all. And she's singing the whole 8 hours.
Yeah, but Rohypnol does that too. Ask Bill Cosby.
But it's just like super.
It's more of a passed out thing.
And everyone has their own purge bucket. And like I didn't purge anytime. I went to the bathroom. I had to get up and go to the bathroom once out of the 3 times.
Oh, so you're able to actually get up.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you're like just paralyzed.
So you're conscious and mind enough to go like, I'm about to shit my pants. I need to go to the bathroom.
I was.
But not everybody was.
I don't know.
So there's like some.
No one shit their pants.
So there's straight up mud butt in this hut with armpit hair and bushes. And it smells like.
But people,
Woodstock. It's
but
Woodstock.
People all purge. They
it
have
smells
purge
like
bucket.
The inside of a street performer's beanie in Venice.
It's Venice. Yeah. Yeah.
The second time that I sat, though, it was only 4 of us. And one of the 4 was one of my teachers.
So the second time's like the longest time, though, right?
So, no, these are like totally separate sits. Because you can do one night. You can have like the 3-day retreat like you did. I just wanted to sit again.
I haven't done it.
Yeah, I'm the.
Now, was there any molestation?
No.
Well, nobody's that lucky.
No. But so the second time, so she serves you and she lets you sit in the dark for 30 minutes.
Uh-huh. But you drink it like a tea, right? Is that how it's suggested?
Just a shot. You just drink it.
Oh, okay.
And she just hands it to you. She goes, enjoy your journey. You drink it.
Same thing my crack dealer told me.
I was going to say, a pimp told me that before I went with a hooker once. Enjoy your journey.
Enjoy your journey.
Enjoy your itchy.
Yeah.
And the first time, she has to serve like almost 30 people. And so it takes a long time. With the 4 of us, it takes like 10 minutes to serve 4 people. And so we're sitting there.
it's like the worst restaurant.
Yeah,
it's like making cuts for a football team. Like, eventually nobody wants to fucking be here.
But I was kind of upset. I was like, there's only 4 of us. Like, it's not going to be that good. It was the best experience not having a lot of people in the room with like less energies. I got sucked out of my body and aliens were watching me during that time.
Whoa.
You saw aliens?
Yes.
What kind of alien?
You should have started with that. You started off with armpit hair and bushes.
You started off with that.
Because that's where it's, that, and I wasn't wrong.
The aliens don't shave, though.
So what do the aliens look like?
That's my question.
I was like
did it freak
torn.
You out?
No. No, it didn't. It was, they were watching me. And
where were they? Were they in the spaceship?
They were around me. Like they, so.
From what I hear, it's more of like a. From the one interview I heard, it was like an aura, like the people don't talk to you, but you can tell from the one person interview I did here, the person didn't talk to you, but you could tell like they loved you. Like it was just the energy kind of, no one's talking, but they're there and everything's mellow and everything's cool.
So on side note, there was a lot of alien talk.
Did the aliens
fucking
say
from
anything?
My whole trip. And so when you sit in the
silence, hold on.
When you sit in the silence, it's for a longer time. And I was sitting there and I could feel myself like, oh, fuck, I'm doing this by myself right now. Like, there's no music. And I just started, like, falling into the medicine. And she has 2 helpers. And so I'm sitting there and I just feel all this energy around me. Like, they're trying to help me. And, like, in my head, I'm like, no, guys, I'm fine. Like, I don't need help.
What?
You know, maybe stand up or like, are you okay? You know,
aliens were trying to help you with this.
This was my first thought where I was like, I felt energy coming around me to help. And I thought it was those women. And in my head, I was like, no, it's okay.
What women?
And Silva's helpers.
Okay.
Actual women in the room.
Okay.
And
drink less wine.
And then it was like a very like male essence. And I started like singing it, and then it just got really, like, it's middle of the night, and it just got really, really bright, like a lot of yellows, a lot of orange. And I just felt like I was like being pushed through a whole like crowd where they're all just looking at me, and it was like paradise. It was like super bright, like very smart, like very safe energy. And then they were just all very interested in me. It was very, I was like, where am I? Like, I don't know if they were angels or aliens. And then after walking through, I kind of like dropped in, walked through them, and then I got sucked out of the back of my head, and I was out of my body because I was sitting up. And then when I came to, I felt like my head bang, and I was slumped on the ground, like in the weirdest position.
That was actually the men nearby just touching your unconscious body.
There was only women in that room that night.
It was just those women feeling
and,
up your body.
And I came back like hyperventilating, like I had just been running.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds intense. Yeah, I would too.
It was insane. And then afterwards, I just watched like the whole evolution of humankind and all religions and faiths.
What do you mean afterwards? Like you just watched a documentary? What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean like after I came back to my body, like she sings Ikaros, which are medicine songs.
Okay, so you went back into a meditative state after that.
A little bit, yeah. Okay. And I just watching and feeling and like just remembering a bunch of stuff about where we've came from and how far we've come and what we've lost. And it was
so what did you get as far as where we came from? That sounds interesting as fuck to me.
Just like coming from the earth and like connecting with Mother Earth and like having that spiritual relationship with everyone and everything and how far we've come from that. But
like
then
like a more of a Native American kind of a sense to it.
The earthlings, the alien earthlings.
You're talking about some ancient alien shit now.
I know. Yeah. So it was just really, it was awesome. And afterwards just felt way more myself. I don't know how to really explain it. It's really hard to explain. You know, it's like trying to draw a beautiful picture when you can't draw.
That's why you got to watch Bob Ross. That's what I've always been saying. Yeah. Bob Ross is a phenom. He's a legend.
You're much braver than me. Still way too weird for me.
Too weird?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was another one with Shuma, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's the casino down in San Diego.
No.
Puma is a great shoe, by the way.
Kula?
I thought you said Puma.
No. Puma. Kula.
Kula.
Kula means family.
Anyways, this episode has been fantastic and exploratory, and this is what we got to look forward to. And it should be good, and we'll be back
next
week.
It will be good,
it's
motherfucker.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Listen to the enthusiasm, and just don't be a cunt until next week. Just fucking stop being cunts. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know. Make sure you go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find the guys and ask them questions or even submit topics on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at The Smartest Dumb Guys You Know, or you can reach them at smartestdumbguysyouknow@gmail.com.
I haven't laughed that hard since I was a little girl. Thank you.